This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India has banned 16 Pakistani YouTube channels, including Dawn News, Sama TV, Ari News and Geo News, for disseminating misinformation against India in the backdrop of the recent Pahalgam terror attack. The YouTube channels have been banned for spreading provocative and communally sensitive content, false and misleading narratives against India, its army and security agencies. The banned channels have subscribers of over 63 million. The government has also objected to the reporting of BBC on the Pahalgam terror attack and conveyed the country's strong sentiments to India's BBC head. A formal letter has also been sent to BBC on terming terrorists as militants. External Affairs Ministry will be monitoring the reporting of the BBC. India is all set to sign a defence deal with France this afternoon for the procurement of 26 Rafale marine fighter aircrafts. Sources said that officials from Defence Ministry and the French ambassador to India will represent the two sides at the signing event. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh is expected to represent the Indian side. Out of the 26 Rafale marine aircrafts, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seaters, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. With the induction of the Rafale marine aircrafts, the strength of the Navy will increase manifold, and these fighter aircrafts will be deployed in aircraft carriers like INS Vikramaditya and INS Vikrant. Rafale will be equipped with advanced weapon systems and missiles. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh met Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan to discuss important issues related to military preparedness in response to the Pahalgam terror attack, in which 26 tourists from various states were killed on the 22nd of April. According to sources, General Chauhan apprised the Defence Minister about the military strategy and preparations regarding the elimination of terrorism during this time. BSF officers were also present in Delhi for the meeting. The Indian diaspora around the world staged protests against the targeted killings of Hindu tourists in the horrific terror attack. From Federation Square in Melbourne to the Pakistan High Commission in London, and from Copenhagen to the Pakistani embassy in Kathmandu, protesters demanded justice and condemned the brutal act of terror. Voices of anger, pain and unity echoed globally as the diaspora stands in solidarity with the victims and calls for action. Indian community members also held massive protests in France's Paris, Switzerland's Zurich, Finland's Helsinki, Spain and several other countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, the special session of the Legislative Assembly is discussing the Pahalgam terror attack. The Assembly will pay tribute to those killed in the terror attack, followed by discussion on the incident and related issues, and then passing a resolution strongly condemning the incident, which sent shockwaves not only in the country but across the world. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the first civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. At least 11 people were killed and over 24 injured when a car drove into a crowd celebrating the Lapu Lapu Day festival in Vancouver, Canada. The suspect, a 30-year-old Kai G. Adam Lu, was arrested at the scene with the help of bystanders. He's been charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder so far, and more charges are expected. Canada will go to polls today. This election comes at a time when United States President Donald Trump made several unpredictable global tariff policies and called for Canada to become the 51st U.S. state. The Indian benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty opened higher in the early trade today, supported by positive global cues. At opening, the BSE Sensex was trading up by 314 points or 0.4% at 79,527. In IPL T20 cricket, host Rajasthan Royals will face Gujarat Titans at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.